when you tried to put your all into something, just being a kid, and you were criticized. And, you know, in those moments, those early adolescent years, those defining moments, they can cause us to go either two different ways. One, oh, let me stop. I don't want to get shamed. I don't want to go down that path. I don't want to look like I don't have it. Somebody criticized me at that age. I remember that because up to that point, I was always getting praised. Good girl. Good boy. You got good grades. You're so smart. You're so handsome. You're so perfect. And then when somebody criticizes you, you don't like that feeling. And, you know, when I use that example, sometimes it can be like, ah, that's kind of reaching. And that negative voice, my mind believes like, shut up, bro. It doesn't make sense. You're just talking. You're just trying to grasp at ears, throwing darts, seeing what lands. But I'm like, shut the hell up. If God gave me this to say, boy, you think my black ass ain't going to say it? Hell you talking about? A lot of us, that's where it started. And, you know, it's tough because knowing that it started so early and that you've trained yourself in this one thought, in this one mode all your life up to this moment, it may seem like it's not even a thing. Like you may be listening like, no, shut, what are you? I don't have that. I don't have that issue. And I'll ask you this. When's the last time you tried something new? When's the last time you voluntarily said, hey, I'll do something that I'm not great at, that I'm in front of a bunch of people at, that there is some chance of vulnerability that I might not be good at it because I've never done it before. In front of a stage, in front of a crowd, in front of on TV, in front of millions or thousands of people to listen and see, I'll do it, even though you've never done it. When's the last time you've actually done so? Courage. And it sounds crazy. It sounds a little rough, but bruh, I think the absence of fear, nothing that you're just so confident in is not courage. Literally, the fact that you have that fear, that little thought, that suggestion, that idea in your head that says, maybe I'm not familiar with that thing there. You see, I can't do that. I can't move into that. The fact that you have that kind of thought, again, it poses you a question. Should I dive into this or should I be like, nah, I don't know that. I'm unfamiliar with that. And a lot of us are hurting ourselves and hurting the next versions of ourselves and in the journey of the climb and where we're trying to go. We're trying to go to these new heights, but we still have that old mindset off a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old. Because somebody said, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that again. You sucked at it. That's not your best day. Somebody that probably had somebody say that to them and we grabbed onto what they said. It's so annoying. I'm so passionate about it. I have this like weird, different setup. I'm trying to like navigate and be Norris, but then kind of, you know, say something powerful and impactful. But I'm like, bro, this is Norris. This is who I am. And whatever flows, I just spent 8 hours on this crazy setup. But I just know that the most important thing in this part of my life is knowing that I can and acting on that thought that I can. And if you're listening, if you're watching, I know it's the same for you. You know that you can do something, or even if you don't know that you can do something, sometimes the growth mindset, you don't even need the confidence. You don't even need the confidence when you're in that mindset of growth. Oh, I'm not confident. That's why I'm trying to learn this thing. That's why I'm doing it. I don't know how to do it. I'm confident in saying that I don't know how to do it. My hands are up, shaking like a damn stripper. Do strippers shake like this, like a clown? With, if you're listening, I have like two of my hands up, yay high to the head, eye level. And I'm just shaking like I got jazz hands. I don't think strippers shake like that. Anyways, like, I don't even know what I just said, but I just know that literally having a mindset focused on growth and what you can do and who you can be and what you can actually become with the traits that you have in you. I know that's growth. I know that's getting somewhere because it's like, well, I'm a child of God. I am. This is Mind Bully Podcast, the host. And God is no respecter of persons. He gave you little sauce. He gave me sauces. You think I don't got that shit? Anyways, let me get on top. He gave me sauces. All right. And I know whatever sauce I got, if you like that and I want to try it on this day, I'm going to try it. And it's the ability to grow and to become better at that is why I try. Even now, I don't feel, and I get sick of, oh, I got to feel great before I get on this pod and talk. No. And it's one thing. It's like, you want to put out something purposeful. If you're have a position, let's say you're a teacher, let's say you're a coach, let's say you're some type of person in leadership. Yeah, let's say you're just you, and that's plenty enough, whatever. You know that when you open your big fat mouth, I'm talking to me now, you want to speak life into people. You don't want to miss any words. You're so analytical. You have a paper here, a binder here. I just dropped. I don't care. You have so many papers. Look. Like I, if you saw this room, I write so much all the time. And then when I get behind a podcast, I think, oh, I got to read what I said then. Where I said something good, 2:30 on Tuesday. Where did I find it? Where is it? I look in here. Where is it? Where, bro, will you relax? I have this so fixed mindset that says, oh, I can't grow out of that great thought that I had, that moment is just going to be that moment again. And then I have a mindset of, oh, when I get behind the podcast, I better have something new to say. Even though you writ all that down and you studied all this time and you're just reading and trying to put in new information to put out life and speak life into people that I got to remember everything that I did. It's powerful to know that we can grow in every stage of our life, even in this stage of the anxiety to do a podcast or the anxiety to reach out and to schedule a guest, because I don't want the guest to come on and it's not a beautiful production. And I don't want the guest to come on if we're not in person. And I don't want the guest to come on if we don't have three cameras and a beautiful lighting setup and a camera crew to do all the cuts and edits and adapt. And you might think that's actually crazy. That's me. That's me. Literally, that's me. Because it's like, as you grind, I'm like, I should be growing. Yes, you have this growth mindset, Norris, but you should be growing. And it should be like visible steps. And you should be here and here and here. And not knowing that growth is actually becoming resourceful and not wasting money. Not saying it's a waste to do all that, but becoming resourceful and digging in your heels and saying, hey, you actually have some things around the house that you can put together a setup. You actually had and blessed with people that made a sign that says Mindbully Podcast. You can actually put it up for once. It is the Mindbully Podcast. Hey, you actually have a nice camera and lights and, you know, nice stands and a Rodecaster Pro 2 that sounds good and a good mic that you could actually like fix some things up and make yourself look presentable. And, you know, if you want a cinematic view, there is something called YouTube that you could 30 videos or not get it done. Like, who is going to feel sorry for you? Don't feel sorry for yourself, because feeling sorry for yourself will have you in a damn straitjacket, not moving and not grinding and not progressing and not growing and not giving all you are. Who the hell are you? And a lot of times that's us. That is us. We forget that, oh, we can actually be resourceful. Resourcefulness is actually inspiring. You could build on your creativity, knowing that, oh, that little angle when I shook some things up in my house, maybe I am Bo and Joanna Gaines. You think this ain't fixer upper? Boy, fixer upper your damn life. Fix up your damn life. And I'm saying that because I'm speaking at me too. I'm looking down this wide angle lens with my eyes open. And I know on all the clips, it looks crazy because my eyes, I'm still learning how to look at the camera, but that's growth. Like, I'm about to go to LA 2 days from now. Well, this is Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'll be in LA. And it's for this program for the NBA Players Association broadcaster program. And quite frankly, I was not going to go for some circumstances, but I'm going. And the reason I'm saying this is because I don't want to be no broadcaster. I'm saying, what I look like and strike. Do they broadcast bowling, Nords? I don't know. Oh, that's not bowling. That's baseball. Anyway, and he dunked slamma jamma. You got it. It actually wasn't that bad. But in my head, my mind believes like, bro, you're not no broadcaster. Don't go. Don't go. You're not going. Don't go. And something actually made it, you know, tough for me to actually go. But then I was sitting here and I always wake up in the morning. You know my process. I get and I speak to the Lord, because if I'm breathing, how dare I walk out this little door and not talk to Pops? It is not me. It cannot never happen. Anyways, so I start the day I worship because the Lord inhabits the praise of his people. And I'm one of them. Are you talking about? Sign me up. I'm one of them. Let me know. I just want you to know that I'm one of them. Chest to the sky. I'm one of them. Because a lot of people out there spewing nonsense. Fear, fear, fear. It's all fear and all for clicks. And I'm one of them. A child of the living God. Hell, you talking about? Anyways, praise. I always listen to the same worship songs. It's weird. Like probably Chandler Moore or Maverick City Music, same thing. Dante Bo and different ones. And anyways, let me move on. Anyways, I listen and then I pray and I do these same like sayings. And I might do this on the podcast one day, like because it's actually powerful that I say every single day, because the power of your words do something. This isn't a woo woo. This is a life. Let there be life. And boy, there was life and light. Duh. Anyways, where is my point? Here it is. I wake up after I thank him. I see the evidence of your goodness, everything you're doing in my life. I worship. I pray. I do my scriptures. And then I ask. Yeah, I make the ask because that's my pops. And I ask. I make my claims. And one thing that I ask is about this podcast, world-renowned podcast, multi-million dollar podcast. Not for me, is because I know something is powerful and these stories are powerful and it needs to be out. And, you know, you need funds and backing to push this to your home and your home and your home. Anyways, put me in front of doors, in front of people where I can shine, where your light shines through me. Lord, I'm an open vessel. I'm just a container. And you're using me to do greater things. If I feel the urge and the inkling to write all this into, oh, heavy is the head to wear the crown. If I feel so heavy all the time, like, oh, you putting something to me that like, it's not for me. So I got to get it out. So I'm like, put me in front of doors, in front of new people. In comes this opportunity of an NBA Players Association. It's an invite only thing, broadcasters program. And I was talking to my dad about it. I was just like, Dad, should I go? Like, I'm not a broadcast. He was like, boy, before I even say the broad, he said, boy, go. Because in life, and I say this too, in life, I always say this on this pod even. Say yes to things. Yes, yes, yes. And then when you make it, and when you get to a level where, okay, I can start saying no to certain things, you never know what path you're going to take. So a lot of us have this fixed mindset of, I am not a basketball. Well, I'm not a basketball player, or I'm not just a basketball player. I'm not a broadcaster. Let me say no. When it's an invite-only thing and you can meet so many different people and make so many different connections, and even if can I spit it out? Even if it's not about the connection, you can serve somebody new and then they can tell somebody, oh, look at that kid. He got the spirit of the Lord within him. That's probably not what they're going to say. They're like, oh, he's great. But then when they come to me, they say, I tell them, hell no, it ain't me. Anyways, whenever you got moments in these rooms, I feel like it always happens at the younger days to impact people, to serve people, to be around people that can impact you, to pour into you. And you've been in the room praying in the tongues, all that. About God opening doors. And when he does, you want to close that door because it's not the way you would like that door to be open, or it's not a way that you're familiar with. But you know, everything in life, growth looks unfamiliar. In everything in this life, growth looks unfamiliar. And if it's familiar, it's probably not growth. And you're probably just sitting there like this. Probably shaking, probably praying, asking for the next prayer. And he like, bro, I just gave you somebody. I can go and beat down that bush, that I don't care, that bell, 8 hours of editing, not editing, but 8 hours of this setup. My mind is not fried. I'm alive. But it's just like, bro, it's so annoying when I get into that mode. And I know if you're listening, that's you too. Because you're one way, even if you really want to do something different. You still hear that voice that criticized you when you were a kid, that holds you and has you staying in that moment in that straitjacket, immovable, not moving for any damn thing. And sometimes even that person that criticized you as a kid learned from their mistake and is like pouring into life, pouring just love and encouragement into you because they've grown as a person now. And you can't even realize it because you're stuck on what somebody said. Your mind really has you fixated on a moment in time and not the moments that you could grow into.
Genix, you going off.